Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott here with you from 9 till 9. A little focus on health for a moment or two. Can autism be stopped in its tracks, even reversed? New research says, just maybe.
New research finds there may be ways to help babies showing signs of autism develop normally. A small study from the University of California analyzed 7 babies at high risk for autism. Parents received 12 weekly sessions on how to improve their baby's social communication. By 3 years of age, 5 of the 7 babies had no signs of autism. Study authors believe the intervention of social stimulation could be the key to accelerating development. I'm Colleen Kapp on Fox News Radio.
Also in the arena of health, this is a phenomenon every single parent has gone through. So you guys have gone through, probably go through it every single morning still. Getting your kids up, getting them out the door, and getting them off to school can be sometimes an arduous experience. And it seems to be more and more difficult as kids reach their teen years. Joining us right now, Dr. Jennifer LeCompte, who is the director of the pediatric program at Christiana Care Health Systems Wilmington Hospital Health Center, with some observations on this. Dr. LeCompte, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this. Getting my kids up and out the door, particularly when they became teenagers, absolutely the hardest thing in the world.
Agreed. And I have 2 children myself, and they're not teenagers yet, but I'm already seeing the struggle.
Why is that? And should we then argue for later school days?
I really think that because our lives are filled with distractions and our children's lives equally are filled with distractions, and a lot of those distractions are media, we're really not setting up good schedules of sleep. And so because they're experiencing sleep deprivation, we're starting to see more and more struggles of getting them out and getting them to school. So then the second part of your question of should we have later school times, really, we just need to make sure that we're setting up good schedules for sleep. It may mean that starting school later would be better, but we still need to get to bed early.
This may be a gender difference, and I don't know. I'm asking this very genuinely. I've observed teenage boys seem to be nocturnal by nature. Getting them to actually settle down and go to sleep when the little clock in their brain is saying, no, now is the time I should be outside doing something, you know, going back to caveman days. That, I think we're fighting nature. We're fighting our genetic pool there, aren't we?
Well, there are some scientific studies that do show that the circadian rhythm, that means that inner clock that says when you should go to sleep and when you should wake up, especially in teenagers, and I'm not sure if there's a gender difference, but especially in teenagers, we're seeing that their inner clock is set to go to bed later and to get up later. So there is some scientific evidence to support what you're saying.
Then it would seem to me that at the very least, school systems should consider flipping bus schedules and flipping the school start times so that the teenagers, instead of going first, ended up going last, which for parents will give them, you know, another 60 minutes roughly to get the kids up and out the door.
Certainly that's one way to consider having a better success rate for our teens in getting them out to school and having them have less deprivation. Also having parents set an earlier time. But yes, if we're fighting nature, it might be some benefit to switch the schedules around. But then also know that their extracurricular activities will also be interfered with. And some of our teens would fight back on that arm as well.
Dr. Jennifer LeCompte is with us, director of the pediatric program at Christiana Care Health Systems, Wilmington Hospital Health Center. Dr. LeCompte, if we can only do something now to encourage particularly teenage boys to be able to smell things like dirty laundry, then we're making real progress here, I think. Dr. LeCompte, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.